Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight, Thursday night, February the 2nd, 2017. Yes, we are so grateful to be still here in the land of the living on tonight. We thank God for who he is on tonight. We thank God that we have another opportunity to be a witness for the Lord on today. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and yes, we are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. We come to you live each Thursday and each Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. And tonight we have our special guest. He's coming on every first Thursday night. So get familiar with his voice. And that's none other than Minister Sharon Rambis of Shield of Faith Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd, where I am also a member. So he's going to be bringing the word on tonight. So get your Bibles ready, get your pens and paper out so you can take notes. But as we move forward, we always open in prayer, and we're going to do the same on tonight. So I'm going to ask all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory. We come to give you honor and to say thank you for who and all that you are. Heavenly Father, before we ask for anything else, we seek you and ask that you will forgive us. Forgive me, my entire family, Minister Rambus and his entire family, and all those that are in the body of Jesus Christ trying to be doers of your word. Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions on tonight, Heavenly Father, so that our prayers and that the message will not be hindered on tonight. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. And we pray, Lord, that you would move by your spirit, even now over the airways, that should there be anyone listening on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, who do not have a relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, that after hearing the word on tonight, they would be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts whereby they can be saved in his name on tonight, that you would be glorified. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. We also come lifting up all those that are bereaved all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit and comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We don't take this platform lightly or for granted, Heavenly Father, because we know it is marvelous in our eyes, and we know that it is you who have set this platform for us, that we can be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ over the airways, that others may come to know about your son, Jesus Christ, and be saved in his name. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we come touching and agreeing, Heavenly Father, on behalf of our newly elected president, Donald Trump, and all those that are working with him in the Democratic Party, Republicans, and all those that are on his team, Heavenly Father, should any of them not be saved by chance, only you know. So we ask and pray, Heavenly Father, that if they are not saved, we pray that you would touch their hearts and their minds, and that you would send a vessel, a word to them, that they would hear your word, Lord, and after hearing the word, they too will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. That after they have prayed to you, Heavenly Father, because we know that there are going to come times when they need you just as well as we need you, and they're going to need your guidance. So we pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts so that they would be saved in Jesus' name, so that when they do have a situation that will arise, when they call on your name of Jesus Christ, their prayers will not be hindered, that they will be able to do what's right for all people, that you will be glorified through it all. And all this we ask and pray in Jesus' name on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight we have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought says to us, the timeless one, and we're talking about Jesus, he is the timeless one, entered into time. Again, the timeless one, he entered into time so we could live forever. Again, I want you all to know that tonight's spiritual food for thought tells us and reminds us the timeless one entered into time so we could live forever. And I'm paraphrasing here, but it says, I'm not really paraphrasing because I'm going to give you the scripture that goes with it. It says, Verily, truly, I tell you, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. And that's found in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 58. Again, Jesus is telling us, very, very, very truly, I tell you, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. And that's found in the book of John, the 8th chapter, 58 verse. I'm asking all listeners of you, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants. Ambassadors, vessels, please click on follow. Again, I'm asking all listeners, if you will go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and then click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedbacks from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I'm asking someone need to mute their phones other than the guest that's going to be bringing the word. Someone need to mute your phones. I'm hearing a lot of feedback in the background. If you will please be obedient and mute your phones so that we can hear the messenger on tonight that's going to be bringing forth the word on tonight. And the person of Minister Sharon Rappers, he is, again, he's a member of Shield of Faith Church, where I am also a member. And Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. We're located at 13600 Van Dyke on near 6 Mile in Detroit, Michigan. I'm going to bring forth Minister Rambus right at this moment, and he's going to share with us. First, before he bring the word, I'm going to ask him if he would do the same on tonight, if he would share with the listeners a testimony And right after he shared his testimony, we're going to do a music break. And following the music break, we're going to come back and yield the mic to Minister Saran Rambis so he can deliver God's word on tonight. And it's my prayer again that you all have your pens and paper and your word out so that you can follow along with the man of God that's going to bring the word. Because as I always let you all know, we don't want you all to think that we're making up anything, that me or any guest that comes over this airway, that we are saying things off the top of our head. But we want you to be able to read it for yourself and follow along with us as we listen to the word of God on tonight through Minister Saran Rambis at Shiloh Faith Church. But right at this moment, Minister Saran Rambis, could you please share with the listening audience another testimony? And following that, I'm going to do the music break, and then we're going to come back and yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
All right. Good evening, Brother James. How are you feeling today?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I cannot complain.
All right. God bless you. God bless. Thank God for this opportunity. Don't want to weigh a testimony tonight. I just want to... if I can and intrude on God's people to lift up prayer tonight. I know my family personally needs some prayer. I got some family members that's battling, you know, some health issues. So all the prayer warriors out there, I'm soliciting your prayers and, you know, to come out and to say some prayers for my family. You know, I don't know what it is and don't understand, but it seemed like, you know, I have several family members that's battling health issues. So, like I said, I just want to solicit the people of God to send some prayers of healing, restoration, restoring to my family, a godly family, a family that loves God. And I know God is not forsaking us, but I just want to say that we love you, Jesus, and we know we might not understand what you're doing in this hour, but we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory, because if no other family know, we know that you have never left us and you have never forsaken us, Lord. And so right now, even though as my Aunt Bertha is laying on her bed of affliction, as my Uncle Fred is laying on his bed of affliction, I got an aunt down in Alabama that's dealing, I got a cousin down in Texas, I got a cousin and family members down in Georgia. And so right now, I just want to solicit the people of God to send some prayers. And so right now, the question was asked, am I my brother's keeper? And so as a body of Christ, you know, I want to answer that we are our brother's keeper. So we are to uphold our brothers when they fall down and when they're in time of need. And so in lieu of a testimony, I just want to solicit the prayers of the righteous to speak and to send God's healing anointing, because we know that is on his way. We just want to ask God to keep us and sustain us until we manifest that, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're touching an agreement with you right now, Minister Rambis, regarding those and that, regarding that prayer request. And you said a mouthful of, you said it all when you said that we are brother's keeper. And the word of God lets us know that, yes, we are. We are our brother's keeper. And we are to touch and agree and pray one for another, because that's how we gain our strength. So in that regard, Minister Saran Rambis, right before we do this music break, I'm personally going to pray for your family right now, and then we're going to go forth with this music break, and then right after that, we're going to yield the mic to you to deliver God's word. And following delivering the word on tonight, I'm letting the listeners know, and all those that have called in, I'm looking at the screen now, a lot of people have called in, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to share comments and feedback back with Minister Rambis after he concludes the message on tonight. But for his request on tonight, we're going to pray a special prayer on tonight, and I'm asking all listeners if you would touch and agree with me regarding this prayer request on the behalf of the Saran Rambis, the Rambis family. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, here we come again. We come in boldly to your throne of grace and mercy. Again, Heavenly Father, we touch in an agreement with Minister Rambis regarding his family members that are having health issues. We know that you are our healer. We're standing on the word, Heavenly Father, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, they are already healed. We don't know what the situation is, and we don't know what the problem may be, but we know that you know all things. We know that you're everywhere at the same time, so we don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. So we claim in healing in the name of Jesus Christ for each one of Minister Rambert's family members. We pray, Lord, that you would move by your spirit to the point that they will all have a testimony and they will realize and know that it was you, Heavenly Father, that stepped in and have healed their bodies and touched their bodies, that they would have a testimony and they would be able to open their own mouth and confess that it was you who have healed them. So we pray in healing in the name of Jesus Christ right now because we know that you are right now, God. You can do it right now. We pray that you would touch the doctors in each situation, that they will find out the root cause of whatever the problem is, and they will be able to resolve it, that he will be healed in Jesus' name. And we pray in strength for Minister Rambis and his family right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're touching and agreeing, those that are in the body of Christ, we're touching and agreeing right now that it's already done in the name of Jesus Christ. And all the people of God said amen. Well, right now we're going to go forth and we're going to do this music break right now. And in the midst of it all, and this is the perfect song for this situation, Minister Sharon Rabbit, even though you are dealing with issues for your family members that are having health issues and challenges and sickness, in the midst of it all, we must always remember, we must still give God praise. So as I'm sending this song out to you, Minister Rabbit, and to your entire family. Here we go.
She wanted to see the glory to get her out. So I'm not going to do anything like that. All right. I'm not.
Oh, my Lord. With all my heart. With all my soul. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb, so much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise.
Tonight, through it all, no matter what we're going through, because I have a situation myself, and I just must give this real quick. This time 3 years ago, when my sister next to me in the age, she had a heart attack at home and she died. That was 3 years ago, and then I just had a. I'm just going through some issues yesterday, thinking about her and then my mother who passed away almost 11 years ago. And I just had a flashback and I had a moment on yesterday. But through it all, God is still good. He's still worthy to be praised. And so not only you, Minister Sharon Rebbins, we all going through something. So that's why it pays to that we be reminded, yes, we are our brother's keeper, and we are to be praying one for another, because if we're not going through one thing, we're going through something else. So we need to be praying for one another, and we need to be praying in love for one another. So we know that God is in the midst of it all, and we know that there's nothing too hard for God, and we know that God, He has the last word over each situation. And so no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, just continue to lean and depend on God. So right at this moment, we're going to yield the mic to Minister Sharon Rembus right now. He's going to bring forth the word on tonight. So Minister Rembus, I am yielding the mic to you. And after the conclusion of your message, please stay on the line, because I'm going to open up the phone lines. I see a lot of people have called in, and I'm going to give some of them a chance to give you comments and feedback after your message on tonight. So I'm yielding the mic to you at this time.
Okay, God bless you, Brother James. Once again, I would like to thank you for this opportunity. I'd like to always acknowledge my bishop, Bishop James Jennings, for the faith. Thank God for you. You've been a blessing in my life. And I also want to send a shout-out to my mother-in-law, Frankie Henderson. Continue up the good work. We're glad that God has healed you and brung you thus far, and we know He'll bring you on in Jesus' name. So as our text tonight is coming from Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30, a familiar parable. As you give you time to turn to it, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people. We ask that you will continue to get the glory out of everything we say and do. Our Lord, we ask that you would use your word to encourage your people, to uplift hearts, to mend broken hearts, to mend broken relationships, to ease troubled minds, also to bring peace in chaotic situations. Now, Lord, we know preaching is not done unless you do it, so we ask that you would allow me to decrease and ask that you would increase. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. So, I'll be reading Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30, Revised Standard Version. For it will be as when a man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his talent. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you delivered me 5 talents, and I made 5 talents more. His master said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also went and had the 2 talents. And he that also had the 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 more. His master said to him, Well done. Go, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not winnow. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have, it's yours. But his master answered, said, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I did not sow and I gather where I have not planted, then you ought to have invested with the bankers, and at my coming I should have at least received what was my interest. So the talent from him, they took the talent from him and gave it to him. He gave it to him who had the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who was lost and who have not even what he will have will be taken away. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Just for a few minutes, I want to speak from the thought of I have something of value. Sometimes in life, there can be days where you find that you just quite don't feel up to par. Sometimes feelings of being dealt a bad hand of cards start to resemble the feelings that can best be described about the way we feel about our life. The thoughts of not being further along in our careers, the thoughts of not going back to school to finish a degree we started, or even thoughts of stepping on a college campus for the first time began to occupy our minds. But these thoughts are often magnified when we run into someone we haven't seen in a while, or when we just met someone for the first time and it seems as if they are doing well in life. We begin to compare our lives from that brief encounter. The thoughts of how did that person get so far ahead in life starts to flood our mind. We went to the same school. We grew up on the same street. Or we even the same age. Or possibly the person is even younger. They used to come over to your house and play with your little brother and sister. And sometimes we feel like life is just not fair. So as we look at our text tonight, we find that there were three servants who were entrusted with their master's property. The master was about to take a long journey, but before he left, he delegated responsibility. One he gave 5 talents, to another he gave 2, and to the third he gave 1, depending on their ability. A talent in today's economy has a value of about $600,000 because a talent is about 15 years of wages. So on average, we take that to be an average of $40,000 per year. So at a glance, it didn't seem fair for the servants not to receive equal amounts. But when you look at the dollar amount that each one has been given, well, let's see, the first one received approximately $3 million. The second received $1.2 million, and the third $600,000. It would seem that you have 3 workers and you'll be leaving a while, you'll try to spread the work and spread the wealth equally. But the world is a place where value is placed on the amount of stuff you have. Consider the success if you have a large home, a large vehicle, or even a large sum of money. The consensus is that the more you have, the more successful you are. Many believe that the more irons you have in the fire, the better off you'll be. They look at the exterior as a gauge of success. But that view is grossly distorted and needs to change. But I'm glad that Jesus looks on the inside. Jesus looks on the inside because he knows what's there, because he put it there. So from the foundation of the world, he has a plan. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew you. So there's no need to worry about who got what or what you didn't get. He gives you everything you need. So we might look upon the servant that received the one talent like he got the short end of the stick, or he didn't get his fair share. But the truth of the matter is he received more than enough to be productive for the kingdom. Just as the master expected the servants to do more with the talents that he entrusted to them, so does God expect us to be fruitful and multiply for the kingdom's sake. Servants was given enough to be productive. It is the same with the gifts that God has given us. We too must be productive. Ephesians 2 and 10 states, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. He gives us talent according to our ability. It doesn't matter how much we do, but what does matter is how you use what he gives. He requires faithfulness and work, because we know the Bible says faith without works is dead. He teaches us that true success is a product of that work. We are to work using our talent to bring glory to God and to serve the common good and to help build the kingdom of God. And so the truth of the matter is that we are not created equal. Some of us can sing, some of us can't. Some of us can play the piano, some of us can't. Some of us can clap on beat and got rhythm. Some of us just don't get it, no matter how hard we try. But we tend to think that this is not fair. But we know that as we live out our life experience, we know that diversity is a part of what makes up creation. Even though we are not created equally, when it comes to the talent that we're given, we are rewarded equally if we use them wisely. It takes work. That is why the master gives the same reward. God is like the master. He measures success by how we effectively use the gift that he has given. We know that we live in a world filled with sin, and our work is hard, but we still feel good from doing our best with what God has given us in a place that he has set us. It is not about your works bringing righteousness, but how we use our work to fulfill our calling. We should be ever careful not to distract concerning the gifts that the master gives. The unproductive servant allows fear to cheat him out of an opportunity to please his master. As a result, he suffered the consequences thereof. God has not given us the spirit of fear. We are responsible for what we do for God with the gifts he has given us, because one day we will have to give an account. And what you hear from the master on that day is up to you. But I don't know about you, but just like the first two servants, I want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That should be our motivation, living this Christian walk. But I'm glad that the master is still giving gifts of value today. For one day on the old rugged cross, he gave the best he had. He gave his life for you and me. He gave his life so that we could be saved from our sin, so that we could be saved from the power of sin. Jesus came to demonstrate how valuable we are to God. We are so valuable that he gave his only son to save us, to restore us, to fix us, to heal us, to provide for us, to mend us. God is after our wholeness, with nothing missing and nothing broken in every area of our life. We are so valuable to Jesus that he left the heavenly realm to enter this fallen earth so that we can rise up with him in glory. We are so valuable that Jesus left perfection without limitation and entered into this world as a man with limitations. He showed us that the limitations of one's flesh can be broken in through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. The power says, the Bible says that for he is sent by God, he speaks God's word, for God gives him the spirit without limit. We are so valuable that God knows the number of hairs on our head. Now, who can do that? Nobody but Jesus. He is the only one who is truly mindful of us. We are so valuable that he never sleeps nor slumps. He watches over us 24 hours, 7 days a week. God treasures you. As his valuable child, you are called to step into an inheritance of love and power. But if you don't view yourself as God sees you, you can't live the life he wants you to live. You are valuable. You have value. Others may not treat you as such, but that in no way diminishes the fact that you are truly and undeniably valuable to God. You are valuable, and nothing that anyone can do or say will ever take that value away. But it depends who you belong to. Sometimes something or someone is valuable just because of who they belong to. I read that a pair of old worn-out gym shoes sold for $7,000 just because they used to belong to Michael Jordan. Now ask yourself this question: who do I belong to? What was the price paid for me? The Bible says you were bought with a price, and that price was the blood of Jesus. How many can thank God for the blood of Jesus? And also thank God that you belong to Jesus. It reminds me of a story I heard about a $20 bill. And so if I had a $20 bill and I asked you if you want it, I know I get a whole lot of people to say, yes, I could use about $20 right now, my pocket can't alone. But before I gave it to you, what if I crumbled it up? Would you still want it? What if I dropped that $20 bill on the ground and stepped on it? Would you still want it? Now that old crumbled up and stepped on $20 bill, if I asked you if you wanted it, would you take it out of my hand? So here's the lesson. No matter what I did to the $20 bill, you still wanted it because it did not decrease in value. It was still worth $20. So many times in our life, we are dropped. We are crumbled. We are stepped on by life, just like this $20 bill. We feel as though we are worthless. But no matter what has happened or what will ever happen to you, I come to encourage you tonight that you will not lose your value, because the blood will never lose its power. So when you feel like you're not measuring up, when you feel like you're behind the eight ball, remember that you have Jesus if you believe. All you have to do is believe that he is the Son of God and that God has raised him from the dead, and you can be saved. You can receive the gift of eternal life. Now that's something of value, and you can have it today. So the choice is yours, and I recommend that you choose Jesus, because he's a mighty good keeper. I recommend that you choose Jesus, because he's a mind regulator. I recommend you choose Jesus, because he'll give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. So as I leave you tonight, I recommend Jesus, because he's a mighty good friend. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the preach word, Lord. We ask that now it will fall on good ground, Lord, and we ask that this word, this seed that was spread tonight, Lord, would grow, and that you would water it and you would let it grow into a fine flower that would be pleasing in your sight. Lord, if someone that don't know Christ, Lord, we ask that you would incline their hearts to choose you to be the Savior and the Lord of their life. Right now, Lord, we ask that you would continue to spread your healing hand, your protecting hand, your guiding hand, your keeping hand to all those that are suffering with health issues, mental issues, spiritual issues, physical issues. Right now, Lord, we know you're able, and we know you will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Minister Rambis on tonight. What a mighty powerful word on tonight. And that's good to know that we have something of value, that we are valuable to God. We are valuable to Jesus Christ. Those who are in the body of Christ who are being doers of God's word, we are valuable to him. So don't let no one fool you. Don't let nobody try to let fear or doubt come into your heart by what they say, that you're not where they are on their level, because we are not on the same level. But the main thing is that we are saved in Jesus' name. We are born again, and we too have a right to that tree of life, and that we thank God that we are in the body of Jesus Christ, and we know without a shadow of a doubt, through the word of God, we know that we have something of value that is of value to God. And we thank God for that valuable gift of his son, Jesus Christ, who paid the ultimate price for our sin debt with his own blood. Tonight, we thank you, Minister Rambis, for that powerful word on tonight. And I know that someone else was blessed by hearing that word, just as I was hearing that word on tonight. I've heard this message before, but every time I hear this message, I get new revelation from it. And I know I'm not the only one. So we thank you for that sharing that powerful word on tonight, Minister Rambis. And we want you to know that we are going to continue to lift up your entire family in prayer, because we know that God is a healer. Jesus is our healer. He said by his stripes we are healed in his name. And so your family members that are going through right now, it's only a test. And you're going to have a testimony after they come through their situation with their health issues. And we're going to give God the glory and praise in advance that it's already done in Jesus' name. Minister Rambis, if you could please stay on the line at the moment. I am going to I see we have a lot of callers on the line. But at this moment, I am going to ask Minister Rambis, before we open up the phone lines for people to have comments and feedback to him. Minister Rambis, would you please share with the listeners how someone that may want you to come speak at their church or an engagement, how can you be reached? Could you please pass that information on and give your shout-out for this time?
Okay, Brother James. I can be reached at Sharon@yahoo.com. That's SCHARRONR@yahoo.com. Also, I can be reached. You can get in contact with me through Brother James, through his website, through his program. Also, you can just give me a call. My number is 313-404-0840. Just want to thank God for my family, my wife and my children, and my mother, my brother, my sons, and my cousins and aunties, and all of them. Thank God for them. Mean so much to me, and thank God for my Shield of Faith family, and I just want to thank God for being a child of his. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, at the time, I am too thankful for you, Minister Sharon Rambis, for sharing that powerful word on tonight. And for the listeners that may not know, that Minister Rambis is also a member of Shield of Faith, where I am also a member. And I, too, like to give a shout-out to our bishop and pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, and also to our church family, the Shield of Faith. Again, we're located at 13600 Van Dyke on the east side of Detroit, near 6 Mile. You're more than welcome to come and visit with us. Our service times is 10 a.m. each Sunday morning. So you're more than welcome to come and be a part of our fellowship, and we will be looking forward to having you. You're more than welcome to join us each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 13600 Van Dyke on the east side of Detroit.
Wow.
Well, at this time, I'm going to yield the mic. I'm going to open up the phone lines. They're already open. For anyone that would like to have comments or feedback to Minister Rambis at the time, you can please give your comments and feedback at this time.
Oh,
the lines are open.
Background.
Praise the Lord. Anyone would like to give any shout outs to or comments or feedback to Minister Rambis, you can do so at this time.
Just say the lines was open.
The lines is open. Yes, it is. I need someone to speak out. I see a lot of people have called in. I know that someone has something to say to Minister Ramazan tonight. This is your moment.
Hello?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Hey, how are you?
Did you want to give any comments or feedback to Minister Ramazan tonight?
Well, Brother James, I think you might need to explain the process because I hear people on the line.
I know.
I think you can just
Yes, I'm for Minister Rambis. I appreciate that, Minister Rambis. Thank you so much. Yes, listeners that have called in, the lines are open now. I'm looking at my screen now, and the mics are open. So for those of you that like to have comments or feedback to Minister Rambis, you can do so right now. The lines are already open. You can just speak up so we can hear what you have to say to Minister Rambis at this time.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Praise the Lord.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. We are blessed tonight. How are you?
I'm great. This is
Amen.
And he'll know me. This is Dukes. This is Patty Dukes. I'm one of Minister Rambis's co-workers.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh yeah. He's an excellent, great guy. He keeps me uplifted all the time, and he's so funny. But I know that whenever I need encouragement, I can always turn to him, and he always gives me words of encouragement and uplifts me. And he's just a great support to me. I just want to let him know I appreciate him very much.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We appreciate you for calling in and listening. And what did you say your name is again?
Dukes. That's what he calls me.
Okay. Well, Sister Dukes,
my name
we
is
appreciate
Pat.
You for calling in. Okay. we truly appreciate you for calling in and giving those wonderful words of encouragement and comments and feedback to Minister Rambis on tonight. I'm sure he appreciate it. So continue to listen
on
this broadcast. Excuse me?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, we appreciate you for calling in and sharing your comments and feedback regarding Minister Rambis on tonight. So we've asked that you would continue to tune in to this broadcast on every Saturday and every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m.
I sure will. I thank you so much for that. I'm glad you have the program because usually a lot of times I can't get out and get to church, but it's always, always good to hear some good words from some great ministers and pastors. I appreciate it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord opened this platform up for me, and I'm sharing it with other people. And the Lord uses powerful men and women of God, such as Minister Rambis, to bring forth the word every Thursday and every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. at the same location where you're calling in now. You can always dial this number, or if you have a computer, go to the website. And there's always good. The word is always good. So we always have powerful men and women of God all over the United States, bringing forth the word over this platform. So continue to tune in and share this the phone number to your friends and co-workers and family members, and let them know about this program that we're on every Thursday and every Saturday from 8 to 9.
I sure will.
You too.
I sure will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Well, praise the Lord. Is there anyone else that would like to have comments or feedback at this time? Praise the Lord. The lines are open. Hello. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to give everybody an opportunity to give Minister Rambis of your comments and feedback at this time. If you would like to, this is your moment. The lines are open.
Hello.
Hello. Praise the Lord.
Hey, how are you?
Blessed. How are you?
I'm good.
Why are you all over my
Amen.
Car like that, man?
I'm sorry, bro.
You like to give comments and feedback to Minister Rambis on tonight?
I'm waiting for my wife.
Yeah, I like to tell my dad he did a great job.
Oh, praise the Lord. This is one of his sons. Praise the Lord. Which one are you? I know he has two sons, but what is your name?
Stephon.
Stephon? Well, Minister Rambers, your son is on the line giving you a praise and a shout out. Well, praise the Lord for that. So that shows and that proves that you're doing something right. Your children are calling in to listen to you bring forth the word. So we thank God for that, young minister, brother Rambers, for calling in and giving support, moral support to your father on tonight. We appreciate that. I know he does. We appreciate you for calling in. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Amen. Was there anything else that you'd like to say to your father before I let you go?
No, I just told him I said he did a great job. Tell him to keep it up.
Amen. Yes, he did. Well, we appreciate that. We thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us on tonight. Well, on tonight, is there anyone else that would like to have comments and feedback to Minister Rambis? The lines are still open. Praise the Lord. The line is still open. I'm going to give about one more minute before I yield the mic over. The lines are still open for someone else to call that want to give Minister Ron Rambis a comments or feedback regarding the message on tonight or to encourage him.
Hello.
Yes, praise the Lord on tonight. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good evening.
Good. I just wanted to encourage Minister Sharon Rambis. I want to let you know that you're a wonderful worker, of course. And I pray that God continue to use you and you continue to bless our family. I love you. This is your cousin Trina.
Amen. You said your name is Trina?
Trina, yes.
Trina, all right. We appreciate you, Trina, for calling in and giving encouragement to your cousin on tonight. Thank you so much for listening in. And if you don't mind, if you could please put this on your calendar. If you don't know already, he's my special guest every first Thursday from 8 o'clock. He's on the air every first Thursday bringing forth the good news of Jesus Christ. So we appreciate you for calling in and giving him words of encouragement.
Thank you. I will do.
Okay, God bless you on tonight. Well, Minister Rambis, on tonight, we appreciate you for bringing that powerful word on tonight. I have something of value, and that is something that we all need to be reminded of, because sometimes life can be so hard, and people can be so cruel, even in the church sometimes, and we just feel like we're worth nothing. But don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, because we are valuable to God. And we thank God that he sent his most valuable gift to us in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, who paid our sin debt with his own blood. And that he rose after 3 days. He rose after being crucified, after dying and paying our sin debt with his own blood. And he rose from the grave with all power in his hands. He came out of the grave with the victory over hell, death, and the grave in his hands. And he is now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God. And we thank God that he is still in control, no matter who's in the White House, no matter who's running whatever. God is in total control. And so we thank you, Minister Sharon Rambis, on tonight for letting us know that we are valuable to God on tonight. I have something of value. So listeners, continue to tune in faithfully every Thursday and every Saturday, where we bring forth different men and women of God who bring forth the good news of Jesus Christ. And I have people coming in from all over. By next Thursday, I have a gentleman from Colorado who's going to be bringing the word. He has 3 different ministries, worldwide ministries, but he's going to be bringing the word to us on next Thursday night from Colorado. So I thank God for this platform, and I thank God that I'm able to share it with other men and women and young boys and girls that bring forth the good news of Jesus Christ, because we need to know that God is still in control, no matter what it looks like, no matter what people say, no matter what people think. We know that God is still in control, and I thank God for who he is. Well, on tonight, that is our program for tonight, and I want you all, as my listeners, to know that I do value. Hello, praise the Lord. Yes. Did you want to have comments or feedback with Minister Rambis? Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Did you want to have comments and feedback?
Yes. My name is Maurice Rambis, all the way from California.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to let my little cousin, my little brother, know I'm proud of him, and continue to let the Lord use you. We came from roots. My grandmother and my grandfather raised us in the Word of God, and we have never strayed from it. I just want to let you know I love you, and I'm proud of you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too. But we want you to know, too, that we're sharing your cousin because we love him, too, at the Shield of Faith. We love him, too, because he always brings powerful words, and he's always an encourager. And so I thank God for him being a part of my life and being in the body of Christ. And I can we share the same pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings of Shield of Faith Church here in Detroit, Michigan. So, Maurice of California, I thank you for calling in and sharing those words of encouragement to Minister Rambis, because we all, at one time or another, we all need words of encouragement. So we thank you for sharing that word, and we have a word for you on tonight. You continue to stand on the Word of God yourself, and you continue to keep the faith, and you continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, continue to be all that God has called for you to be, that he will be glorified through you as well. So we appreciate you for calling in. And please pass the word in California that Minister Rambis is on every Thursday, every first Thursday night at the same time at 8 o'clock p.m. over the same station, over the platform, Blog Talk Radio. He's on every first Thursday from 8 o'clock. The program starts at 8, but he brings the word every first Thursday. So please pass the word in your family members and church members and co-workers in California so they can tune in and hear him bring the word. We would appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I will do that. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. You be blessed, too. Thank you so much. Well,
thank
on
you.
Tonight, we thank God for each person that called in and shared words of encouragement to Minister Rambis on tonight. Minister Rambis, I want you to know you continue to be encouraged, continue to be strengthened in the Lord, because we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we know that there is nothing too hard for God. We know that Jesus Christ is our healer, and we're still going to stand on the Word in God, and we're going to still decree and declare and proclaim healing for your entire family, that they are healed right now in Jesus' name, that God will be glorified, and they would have another testimony that they would be able to share with the world, and people know that it was God who stepped in and healed them. So we just give God praise and glory for that right now in Jesus' name on tonight. Minister Rambis, continue to be blessed of the Lord, and I'm looking forward to the next first Thursday to hear you bring forth another powerful word of God. So continue to be blessed in the Lord. Well, listeners, that was Minister Sharon Rambis. He's a member of Shield of Faith Church in Detroit, Michigan, where he is also a member, and I am a member as well, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our bishop and pastor and shepherd in Detroit, Michigan. So I'm going to close out in prayer as we always do. I'm going to ask the listeners if you would go into prayer with me again on tonight as we get ready to close out. Remember and know that I do love you, my listeners. I thank God for this worldwide platform. And before I close, I want you all to realize and know that God has placed it in my spirit, and I started doing this in January. Every now and then, I'm going to be opening up the phone lines for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, because God gets his glory through each one of our testimonies. And our testimonies can be a blessing to someone else. Someone else needs to hear your testimony. They need to know that if God delivered you, if God healed you, if he brought you out of anything, or if he made a way out of no way for you, if he did it for you and me, he can do it for them as well. So God gets his glory through our testimonies, and people get blessed by our testimonies, and we will be blessed by sharing our testimonies. So when I let you know that the lines are open for you to call in and share your testimonies, you need to dial area code 657-383-1364. Again, the number to call to share your testimonies worldwide listeners will be area code 657-383-1364. So right at this time, we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this another opportunity to spread the good news of Jesus Christ through your son, through your vessel, through your ambassador, through your servant, in the person of Minister Sharon Rambis. We thank you for him, Lord. We bless your name. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen him, continue to give him the desires of his heart, continue to bless his family, continue to use him for your glory as only you can. Heavenly Father, we thank you for each listener, that you would meet the needs of all your people, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are faithful God, and you watch over your word to perform it for your glory in the lives of your saints. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and mercy on tonight. We thank you again for who and all that you are. And we thank you that there is none like you, and there is nothing too hard for you, and there is nothing that is impossible for you to do. We know that with you all things are possible. So we just thank you again for who and all that you are. And we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor because you are truly worthy to be praised on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we're going to close out in prayer. We close out in prayer, but we're going to play this song because it's such a time that we're living in now. We need to be praying one for another. So on tonight, we're going to close out with this song, Pray For Me. So until next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that God loves you, and I do too. Good night.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Prayer. Come on, open your mouth, everybody.